Welcome to Top Advisor Marketing, where you will learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your practice. Brought to you by Top Advisor Podcasting, a done-for-you podcasting solution built just for trusted advisors. And now, your co-hosts of Top Advisor Marketing, Kirk Lowe and Matt Halloran.
Hello and welcome to episode number 54. This is Matt Halloran from Top Advisor Marketing Podcast. Today we have two very, very special guests who are going to talk about the importance of offering something truly unique and different in our space here with financial advisors. My special guests are Abby Schneiderman, co-founder and co-CEO of Everplans, and Hara Scher, who's the head of strategic relationships. Now, we met both Abby, I think, and Harris at a large conference, and Abby and I really hit it off because my personal advisor uses this product, Everplans, that we're going to talk about and learn a lot more about today. And I wanted to have them on the podcast because, as all of you know, as our listeners, it's so important to be able to offer something truly unique and different that separates you from the advisor down the street. Now, sometimes that's brand, sometimes that's marketing messages, sometimes that's products and service or investment philosophy. And today we're going to really couch it with using something like Everplans, which is something that is very, very different, changes the conversation and changes the way that you can position yourself in the marketplace. So Harris and Abby, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having us, Matt.
Well, I want to learn about the history. So let's break down how Everplans happened, where it came from, the brainchild, the whole nine yards.
Sure. Well, I guess the original idea for Everplans came about when I was planning my wedding, of all things. And about 7 years ago, I was planning and I was on these websites every single day, sites that are out there really targeted towards brides-to-be. The Knot.com is a good example. WeddingChannel.com is another example. And I was really on them every day, and I was on their apps and their calendars and their guides and their checklists. And I guess I was just really struck by how much these resources kind of owned me for this whole life stage. And I really, just out of an intellectual curiosity, started to think about, well, what's next? And what are the other resources that are out there for me once my wedding is over? And I say this all the time, I guess I don't really know why my brain went from marriage to death, but I started to think about those different life stages. And I started just to look into it. And of course, I found that there were plenty of resources for people who are planning weddings, plenty of resources for people planning to have kids, sending your kids off to college, buying a home, financial planning, retirement planning. And then after retirement planning, I just couldn't find anything else. And I mentioned this idea to a colleague and who's now my co-founder, Adam Seifer, and said, Adam, who's helping people deal with end-of-life planning online? And he said, well, I'm sure somebody is, because it's the biggest life stage of them all. And I said, well, I've been looking into it and I can't find anything. And so we decided to spend a year researching and to really investigating what was out there. And Matt, it was pretty appalling. After a year of looking into it, we were shocked. There was nothing. There were no modern, sophisticated resources to help people think through everything from wills to life insurance policies to healthcare directives to really what your family would need in the event that something were to happen to them, or something were to happen to you, I should say. And so the original idea for Everplans was to create the first consumer brand in end-of-life planning. Today, we don't call ourselves end-of-life planning at all. We're much more around life organization, and I can get into that, how we transitioned into that. But that was the original idea, was to create the first consumer brand in this area. And to do that, we said, well, let's first test our hypothesis that people are going to be interested in this type of content and this type of information. So we started by doing what we knew how to do, which was writing content. We both worked hard and with some people put together 500 articles on everything from how do you write a will to what do you wear to a funeral and how do I name a power of attorney and everything in between. And we put up a website, and sure enough, people started coming to it. And we noticed actually that we were coming up very highly in Google search for every article that we were writing. And so I'm not going to do it right now, but if you're in front of a computer, you might type into Google naming a power of attorney, and EverPlans sometimes comes up as the number one result in the world. That was just really fascinating to us, that in a short amount of time, we were able to enter this space and become the leader in it for writing about this type of content online. And then a big part of our personal story is that a year after we launched the content site to help all of these, I guess you could call them hypothetical people, deal with a death, my family experienced a tragedy in that my 51-year-old brother was tragically killed in a car accident by a 20-year-old impaired driver driving down the wrong side of the road. And in an instant, everything changed for my family, and this was a total disaster. It was a total nightmare. Happens to people every day. People have to deal with loss and the nightmare that really follows. You're in a fog. It's really hard to think about what's going on. It's really hard to track things down, figure out what the person would have wanted. Typically, it's very fast-paced, and so you're having to make quick decisions, expensive decisions. And so this was really, really a nightmare. And what it also, we had already been heading down in this direction, but it was around this time that we transitioned from being strictly a content platform, really to being a platform where people could get their affairs in order way ahead of time, so that when the time does come, your family has access to everything that they need. And really, that was the beginning of what EverPlans is today, which today is a technology platform that allows people to get together all of the important information, documents, and wishes that their families need in one place in the event that something were to happen to them, or really in the event that there's any critical sort of moment or a time that you need to get access to important information. And it's everything from wills to life insurance policies to healthcare directives to online accounts. We have a whole section on funeral planning. We have a whole section on called After I'm Gone, where people are leaving things behind, letters to family and friends or thoughts on their possessions and keepsakes. We have a section for recipes that you can make sure get passed down from generation to generation. Really, it's all of the what I like to call nooks and crannies of your life that oftentimes go unnoticed or undocumented, which can be incredibly valuable for your family to have in one place.
Were you, I'm sorry, after we originally launched,
oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Were you guys financial advisors? I mean, how estate planning attorneys? I mean, this just seems like such a big undertaking, especially all of that content. So help me with the history of you and your other co-founder, and how did you end up in the advisor space? Yeah, just elaborate on that, will you?
Sure. Absolutely. And that's really the next part of the story. Which is that after we launched the consumer platform, we were written up in the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal. We were profiled in some really amazing magazines, and we started to get inundated with phone calls and emails from financial advisors and financial services companies saying, we love what you're doing. We need to offer this to our clients. What do you have for us? And at the time, we didn't have an enterprise solution. And so we spent a year meeting with financial advisors, talking with financial advisors, and piloting this platform with financial advisors, really to understand how would financial advisors need to use this platform? How would they want to use this platform? What types of features would we need to build into here in order to make this really suit their needs? And how can we make this a really, really powerful tool for financial advisors to add into their workflow? And in May of 2015, we launched EverPlans Professional, which is our enterprise platform for financial advisors, insurance agents, and estate attorneys who essentially co-brand our platform and can deliver it to clients. One of the biggest pieces of feedback that we heard from financial advisors was that they would want to be able to collaborate with their clients on the EverPlan. And so we built into the enterprise platform functionality that would enable the financial advisor to actually do the entire EverPlan on the client's behalf if they want. And so the client can grant the advisor access, we call it right access, where the advisor can pre-populate the information for the client or collaborate with the client on, you know, any of the information that the firm may already have on the client's behalf. We're hearing that, and we can get more into that. And Harris, who speaks to advisors all day long, every day, can give you some really good examples of how advisors are collaborating with the clients on it. So that was one of the pieces of functionality we built. And the other thing that we heard from financial advisors was that they wanted to use the platform to help them connect to their clients' children. And we've found that that's actually one of the biggest use cases for our service. And if you think about it, it makes perfect sense, because what's happening is that financial advisors are getting their baby boomer clients onto the platform, and then the baby boomer clients are adding in all the information that their adult children are going to need in the mm-hmm. event that something were to happen to them. And so the financial advisor is then using it as an opportunity to say, hey, look what I've done for mom and dad. I'm going to set up a family meeting. Let's all get together. Let's walk through this. And then, by the way, it's really great to meet you, and I'd love to start a relationship. And if you'd like, I can even get you an EverPlan for you. And mm-hmm. so we can get into that in more detail too. But suffice it to say, we worked with financial advisors for quite some time to understand what we would need in order to put into the platform. On the content side, really, a lot of what we have on the content is descriptive rather than prescriptive.
Okay.
And it's evergreen. You know, a lot of it is evergreen content that we've just done a better job of researching and putting online in a modern and sophisticated way. We have an unbelievably talented editor-in-chief of our site. He was the former editor-in-chief of all of Maxim's online properties. He's doing an incredible job of making a very difficult topic more manageable and human for people to understand and get through. Because the whole idea here is we want to make this topic less scary, less overwhelming, easier for clients to do, easier for advisors to talk to their clients about, so that more people get a plan in place for their families.
I love the fact that you are supporting something that we've talked about on this podcast for a long time now, which is how important it is to create good, original, unique content. And because of those 500 pieces, those articles that you had written, you started getting so much attention, which has led to this cascading of just miraculous and wonderful products and services that you're offering to our community. And I'm assuming that those advisors who are using the EverPlans professional can access those in order to have good communication pieces for their clients. Now, how are advisors using this? Now, you just talked about having it be a truly multi-generational conversation, which is something that from a marketing and branding perspective is a huge thing that most advisors just fail miserably on. You're able to kind of be the catalyst for that conversation. But Harris, tell us a little bit about what you're hearing from advisors. How are they using this from a marketing and branding perspective? And what sort of successes are they having getting that meeting with that next generation?
Sure. Yeah, no, that's a great question. I'll tell you, you know, the point that you made earlier around the focus around differentiation has played a big part in how advisors are looking to incorporate EverPlans into their process. We've heard lots and lots of examples. I'll share a few of them with you. But the key is incorporating EverPlans into many different facets of the life cycle of a relationship between an advisor and a client. And it typically starts off even way before that client is a client. It starts off with that prospecting phase. And what we're finding is that advisors are actually talking about EverPlans even before they first sit down with their client. And they're using EverPlans as a mechanism to communicate the value that they deliver outside of asset management. And I think that's been one of the most interesting takeaways that we've had, where advisors are struggling to find ways to show the value that they deliver that have nothing to do with asset management. And we have examples where advisors are going out and, like many, they educate their prospects and talk about all the different services that they deliver, trying to attract new assets and attract new families and households. And then once they convince those families to come on board, what they tend to do is try to sit down in person. And in those olden days when they used those three-ring binders where they walk through all the different areas of financial planning, now they're using EverPlans as one of those tools and using it as a roadmap to start to open up conversations and talk about different areas of their clients' lives. And once really understanding all the different aspects that are important to their clients, what advisors are then doing, they're using EverPlans to help communicate not only to their clients, but to their clients' children and to the other family members. And then once they start to gather all this information, they then provide the EverPlans to their clients. And the client then has the opportunity to go in and fill out all of those other sections of the EverPlan, like the recipes and mm-hmm. how they want to be taken care of later in life or after they're gone. What it then leads to is an aspect of the relationship building that many advisors are focused on now, which is the ability to use all of this information to drive relationships with the rest of the family. And many advisors are now looking to incorporate the whole concept of the family meeting. Mm-hmm. And advisors are using EverPlans to not only uncover that information and demonstrate the value, but then using it as a tool to help their clients gather information together and with their family members to really highlight the value that they're delivering outside of asset management. Abby mentioned earlier our focus on content, and a lot of the advisors we're working with are looking for unique ways to touch their clients throughout the year on topics that are relevant and topics that matter with unique content too. And many of the firms we're partnered with are incorporating our content and checklists and how-to documents mm-hmm. into that communication, whether it be through email campaigns, online, LinkedIn, other types of social media. And then, interestingly enough, there are some really creative ways that clients of ours have incorporated our content. And we had one firm that found a lot of their clients are baby boomers, and those baby boomer clients are starting to have children who are then having children. So they're starting to send content to the grandparents, the new grandparents, who are then sharing these checklists with their children. So one example would be a checklist for first-time parents. And this advisor found this great way to get in touch and to reach out to their clients' children using these checklists. And lo and behold, it's helping to bridge relationships and new conversations with the next generation. So it's really been a unique way for advisors and financial planners to connect not only to their clients, but to their clients' children.
I love the idea of being able to use or good, unique, and very, very different topics of conversation to initiate in-person conversations. And so as your advisors are using this from either a social media or an email campaign, are they using it for prospecting specifically, or are you seeing that this, or are they first starting, I think I know the answer to that. They're probably first starting with their existing client base, but how are they doing using this with maybe centers of influence, estate planning attorneys and CPAs by positioning themselves different in the marketplace?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And I will tell you, I want to share one example that I think will answer that in the best way. We have this amazing RIA. They're focused on retirement planning, decent size, you know, $500 million to $1 billion in assets, based out of Ohio. And what they started a little over a year ago was this program to go out and educate their prospects using all the different areas that we focus on at EverPlans. And they said, you know what, we're going to go out and over a 9 or 10 month period, we're going to invite estate attorneys and other specialists to come in and talk about those areas that they're really specialized in. And included in every one of those sessions is EverPlans. So they're using the content, they're using these different topics to reach out to these prospects and invite them for this free educational seminar. And they call it Retirement University. Hmm. And over that course of the 9 month period, their goal is to demonstrate the value that they deliver and to help their clients get prepared for the unforeseen. And they're using EverPlans as a way to capture those prospects and get them in the door. And then at the end of that 9 month period, not only are their clients now prepared, but their clients know exactly the value that this organization delivers. And they're slowly starting to see, after the first retirement university that just recently ended, what they're seeing is that these prospects are turning into clients. And it's also been a great way for them to create new relationships with some of these other spheres of spheres of influence that are showing all of the full value that their organization delivers. And, you know, as we talk to, you know, Abby said it before, we talk to hundreds of advisors every single week. And I'm sure you've seen this too, Matt. You know, all of the different studies out there show that it's not the asset management program that's on top of the list that clients care about, but it's about building trust. It's about differentiation. It's about personalization. Mm-hmm. And it's about really showing the other value, because at the end of the day, it's the other value that really tends to make a relationship sticky versus that asset management program.
And that's why I really wanted to have you guys on the show. That was very, very, very important to highlight that this is a great way to really accelerate that trust curve, right, that we have to get our clients to move towards, because, again, it's such a different conversation. Now, I want you guys to deconstruct EverPlans just a little bit. Now, I know it's an incredibly complex program, and there's all sorts of wonderful facets to it, but this is a difficult conversation to have. Very few people like to talk about death. They don't really want to. It's not something that you generally lead with, but once people get comfortable with it, because I've seen I have my own login with your program. I've already seen, you know, all of the different facets of it, and it's not something that I'm resistant to because I'm weird. But for those people, how do you walk advisors through having that deep, meaningful conversation and getting them to start, you know, pulling some of that stuff out that is a difficult conversation?
Say that it's not necessarily just about that difficult conversation. It's about also being prepared while your clients are here. And, you know, we've had conversations recently with some advisors who told us that they're, and especially with the high net worth where they have multiple homes and multiple properties and multiple different types of service providers that are related to each one of those properties. And it's about keeping everything in a secure place and knowing where everything is and knowing what you need to put in. Right? Because there are places that historically people have kept important information. They keep it in a box in the basement or one of those old manila folders or even in an online storage facility. But most people don't know what to put in those locations. And the way that advisors are positioning this, it's not about what if something really bad happened. It's about just being really smart and prepared, because it's so important for them and for their families. And unfortunately, we've all heard of so many examples where family members were left in the dark, but it's also about why you're here too, and keeping things organized so that family members can be prepared. And, you know, even just in recently, you never know what can happen. And we've gotten a lot of feedback during the different storms that were taking place, the hurricanes over the course of the past 6 months, where our advisors on the platform are using our different checklists just to help families think about how to get everything organized. And that's what's important. But the difficult conversation, I think lots of them advisors have wanted to have for a very long time. And it's just about asking the right questions. Mm-hmm. And our tool was designed to help just make those topics that advisors do want to talk about just a little bit easier to have those discussions. And what it leads to is a much deeper relationship and a much more meaningful relationship that advisors have. You know, we heard one advisor told me recently that he uncovered that his client was in the same branch of the military as him. And he only uncovered that because he added something into his EverPlans that led him to ask more questions. So we hear a lot of that. And, you know, building the deeper relationship, and it doesn't have to be just about the how do you want to be taken care of after you're gone, which, by the way, is one of our most popular sections. People love to fill that information out. But it's about just developing a deeper relationship around things that matter to your clients, and then understanding who those other people are that matter to your clients. And that in itself is something that we all know a robo-advisor or another automated mm-hmm. service could never, ever do. And that's where differentiation really hits a peak.
How long does it take from... We talk about patience. I'm sure that doesn't surprise you guys a lot on the Top Advisor Marketing Podcast. And with our clients, because, you know, advisors will purchase something. It's a shiny object. It's pretty. It makes sense. You know, they think they're going to use it. And then, of course, you know, they just throw money at something and they don't really implement. How long does it take for an advisor to either really use EverPlans or this something truly unique and different What is your time frame from purchase to them really starting to implement and getting some traction with their clients?
Sure. So every practice is a little different. And we have some firms that decide, you know, we want to start off in the first few months and just invite, you know, our top 10% of our clients.
Mm-hmm.
But out of the gate, we've developed a really extensive onboarding program and provide a lot of service to help advisors get up and running real quickly. We help advisors do webinars with their clients so that they can invite their current clients or their top clients. We help advisors run meetings, and we look to do that in literally the first week or two with advisors once they get onboarded. We find that, you know, different than a lot of the other technologies that are out there where it takes months and months to get customization and onboarded and get familiar with the product, as soon as you log in, you can tell how easy of a product it is to walk through. And what we're finding is that within the first 4 weeks, advisors are inviting a list of their clients that they decide to invite, and they're getting them on. You know, what we just onboarded an advisor 2 weeks ago, and even before he invited his first client, he was talking to one of his clients, his prospects, and he was just using EverPlans and walking him through his own EverPlan that he created so that he can demonstrate and show why he invested in this.
Mm-hmm.
And literally within hours, he was inviting that client to create their own EverPlan.
Hmm.
So we have a pretty rapid onboarding process. And what we're finding is that if you're thinking about new technologies and differentiation and how to demonstrate innovation, it's an easy way to get started. And then it's a matter of incorporating it into your practice and into your workflow so that when you are sitting down with your client, you're actually talking about these topics and using EverPlans as a guideline to show just how valuable your service is.
Mm-hmm. There's so much here. I'm trying to figure out where I want to go, because we have been trying to convince financial services professionals, and we are, you know, tool agnostic, of course. But hearing how you're positioning this and how you're training advisors and walking them through, you know, giving them all of this great content to share with their clients and their clients' families, the ease of use of the technology, the white label opportunity. But it all comes back to that different and unique story, that something that is going to differentiate you from the advisor down the street. And when I first heard about EverPlans, when Abby and I first were chatting at the conference, I think she probably felt very quickly how excited I was about this, because my background is actually as a therapist, and this is a conversation that I think everybody needs to have. And you have successfully made this conversation something that can actually be very rewarding and enjoyable, not just necessary. And I think that's super cool. So closing ideas, closing comments from either of you guys so we can wrap up our show today.
Well, I was really excited to meet you at that conference too, Matt, because you came up to me and said, I know EverPlans. I've used your service, and my financial advisor was the one who introduced me to it. So we're hearing that more and more. We're definitely feeling really, really great about the phenomenal reception we've received from the financial services industry. We have really incredible partners. We are now really working with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of firms across the country, the largest firms that are out there, and we're just really thrilled. So we have a lot more to come, a lot more to do, a lot more work, and really looking forward to 2018 and getting this into the hands of many more people.
Well, I hope this podcast helps. We have a very passionate listenership who's always looking just for that competitive edge, something that is going to make them stand out from the crowd. And if you all haven't felt it, for me, you've obviously felt it from Harris and from Abby. EverPlans is a really phenomenal opportunity for you to change the conversation, have the opportunity to become truly that family's advisor, which is what most of your goals are, and also rich with content. We talk about content all the time through our Advisor Marketing Blueprint. We've been talking about how important unique content is for pretty much anything when it comes to marketing, because you never know what article you share is going to get them hooked on wanting more articles. And when you can partner with a really well-researched organization like EverPlans, you can find out some great tools to be able to reach out to the general public. So Abby and Harris, thank you very much for the show today.
Thanks, Matt. And we're just thinking, you know, if anybody wants to contact us, they can contact one of us directly. They could contact Harris at everplans.com, and he can hook them up with a demo of the platform. And that's just Harris at everplans.com.
And connect with both of you on social media, so because that's I get great stuff from you all the time. You guys are sharing on LinkedIn specifically quite prolifically, which is fantastic. So Harris at everplans.com, check them out on their website, too. We're going to make sure we have all of that in the show notes today so people can click right and just basically email Harris directly. With that, if you have not subscribed to the podcast yet and you want to find out different and unique things that will allow you to grow your practice, change the way that you market and brand your financial services company, please make sure you subscribe to the podcast. That way, not only will it show up on your listening device directly, but you can also share it with all of the other advisors, estate planning attorneys, and CPAs that you know, because you know that marketing is what's going to change the way that you run your practice in 2018. And for Kirk Lowe, Abby Schneiderman, and Harris Scher, this is Matt Halloran. Thank you very much, and I'll see you on the other side of the mic very soon.